Now, may I say to you that we have here two things that I'd like to call attention to, and both of them are in chapter 9. What effect did this have on Jeremiah? How did he give this message? Was he one of these hard-boiled fundamentalists today that likes to criticize somebody else and rule them out? No, he was not that kind at all. Here is what he says in chapter 9, verse 1. Oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. Now, this is the effect the message had on Jeremiah. When he stood there giving that message, tears were streaming down his eyes. And that's the reason that the people later on, when Jesus wept over Jerusalem, and though he gave a harsh message, he could weep over the city. They could say, well, they think he's Jeremiah because of the fact that he was weeping. The message he gave broke his heart. And that's important. I believe today, as someone said about Dwight L. Moody, an unbeliever in Chicago, a businessman, they asked him, although he was not a Christian, why he went to hear Moody especially preach on the subject of hell. He says he's the only man that I know that has a right to speak on hell because he has a concern for people. May I say to you, my friend, the person you're criticizing today, do you really love them? Are you concerned about them? Are you concerned about the church, really? Are you concerned today about the ones that we point our finger at and find fault with? Well, it broke Jeremiah's heart.